بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the past two or three weeks we have been discussing some very important bayan of Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, in which he highlighted many sins that generally we take it for granted. We don't understand the severity of these sins. And because almost every person in some way or the other becomes involved in these sins, so it is taken very lightly. Whereas in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very serious. And ulama, many of them have termed these so-called little insignificant sins in our eyes, ulama have termed them as gunai kabira, as major sins. And therefore it is imperative that we try and make islah of these things. Because when we find all and sundry, every person just doing these things, it becomes aam. And even the people who are supposed to be khas, knowledgeable, also get involved in these sins. So everybody begins to do these actions and these deeds. Then the severity of these sins becomes very, very weak or insignificant in the eyes of people. And we don't realize that instead of gaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is becoming displeased with us. So far we discuss لا يعني بات, futile talks and futile actions. There is no benefit in such things. It's only going to cause some person takleef and harm. من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beauty of a person's Islam is his abandoning لا يعني things, futile actions, futile talk, where there's no benefit for him in dunya, nor in the akhirat. He's just wasting his time. He's not going to help him in any way. And many of us get embroiled in this. Out after the masjid, or at home, or at workplace. And nowadays, especially I said with the social media, we're busy just chatting away. And half the times, it's all things that are not beneficial whatsoever. Then we explained also the harms of mocking some person. And various verses of Quran and many ahadiths were mentioned, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the harms of a person mocking somebody else. They're also finding faults in a person. To find faults, to look for some weakness in the person, and then we make it viral. Then eavesdropping. Person puts his ear into somebody's conversation, or the doors are closed, he's standing outside the door, and he's listening to whatever is being discussed in that room or that house. This too, in the mentioned hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, molten copper will be placed in this person's ears on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah save us. Then peeping into some person's home without permission, person goes and he peeps into his home, like that a person can see somebody's wife in the home, she's not wearing parda, or somebody's daughter, or something which is displeasant, unpleasant, and the person sees him without permission. This is also not permissible. Then jeering at someone's lineage, and we mock at his lineage, his forefathers. And then we spoke about using vulgar and obscene language, fahashbad. This too is a major sin, and we should be refraining from it. Then cursing some person, even an animal we should not curse. And I mentioned the other day that cursing one's own children, this is something we should always be very careful of. Instead of cursing them, give them du'as. Last we did was carrying tales. Chughal khori. Namam in the Arabic word, or qattat. Person carries tales. And when you carry tales, then so much of other harms take place. You're making ghibat, you're causing problems in society. And so many other people are getting hurt because of your carrying tales. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi also mentions, Bure alqab se kisi ka dhikr karna. To make mention of a person by alqab, a name which is unpleasant. Person does not like, you must call him by that name. People, because of some weakness in the person, somebody may be short in stature, So his friends start teasing him, they call him Shorty, for example. Now he's not pleased with somebody calling him that. And now you also start and you're calling him Shorty, especially in public, and you embarrass the person. Bure aur nagawar alqab jo logo mein mashhoor ho jate hain, unka charcha karna. So now you are starting this and you picking on his, perhaps the person is very fat, so you're picking on his weight and you're making him embarrassed by giving him a certain type of laqab and a name. Yes, there are some people, find in muhaddithin also, ulama, great ulama, somebody was called A'mash, somebody was called A'raj, somebody was called Asam. Now these are all defects in a person, but they became mashhoor and they were happy to be known as that, by that particular laqab. If a person doesn't mind it at all, and he is only known by that particular name, and you don't have the intention of making tanqis. Tanqis means it to belittle him. Now, if you call him by his real name, nobody will know who you're talking about, and he himself won't even respond. So sometimes that laqab becomes so mashur in the person, and like the person Dhahak. Dhahak means a person who's smiling a lot. When he was born, he was smiling. So he got that laqab as Dhahak. So he was known from the muhaddithin, you say, qala al-dhahak, or the mufassirin, you know exactly who you're talking about. A'mash, A'raj, ulama know these names. So the real name of the person sometimes is absolutely not famous. So when a person, out of zarurat, dire need now, you are calling the person by a laqab, regarding which he is mashur and famous, and he doesn't mind, then that's a different matter. But other than that, to make tanqis of a person, to belittle him by and denigrate him by calling him a certain type of nickname, then that is not permissible. Then Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has got something very important. Ulama or awliya Allah ki bi adabi, disrespecting ulama-i kiram and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, teen aadmi hai, jinki bi adabi aur bi tawqiri, sirf munafiq kar sakta hai. Only a hypocrite, only a munafiq can belittle and disrespect three types of people. Who are these three types of people? Who only a munafiq, a hypocrite, will have the audacity and the courage and guts to disrespect such people? Number one, a burhan musalman. Person who is an elderly Muslim. He's got a white beard. So only a munafiq will mock at him. Only a munafiq will show disrespect to him. Dusre, alim. An alim. So only a munafiq will be able to show disrespect to an alim. Or tisri, adil badshah, a just ruler. So if any person disrespects a just ruler, the person who is disrespecting him can only be a munafiq, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned in Tabarani and in Tirmidhi. So in the one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem even mentioned, laysa minna مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. That person who does not have mercy upon our young ones and who does not respect our elders, then he is not of us. Because he can't say he belongs to my ummah. He's got nothing to do with me. In one hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِكْرَامَ ذِي شَيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَجَافِي عَنْهُ وَإِكْرَامَ ذِي السُّلْطَانِ الْمُقْسِطِ. In this hadith, even showing respect to a hafiz of the Quran. Person shows respect to a hafiz of the Quran. Hafiz of the Quran, alim, elderly person, a just ruler. Then in reality, this is showing respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna min ijlali Allahi ta'ala. From amongst the things a person can show, respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst those things is showing reverence and respect to these people. And that is why many people, they won't even face their leg to a hafiz of the Quran. And we mentioned previously many examples of wakabir in this light. Then Hazrat mentions, jo shakhs mere kisi wali ki tauheen karta hai, usne goya mujhe elan jang de diya hai. Man aadali waliyan faqad aadantuhu bilharb. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith of Qudsi, where Rasulullah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever becomes an enemy or troubles and hurts any of my friends, Allah says that he has declared war against me. Can anybody declare war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is another occasion wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war on a person. Which person? The person who is involved in usury, in interest deals. He takes interest. He is involved in riba. Such a person, Sharia says, or Quran says, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Yani, there is war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just like that, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned, that imagine that person who is involved in usury, Allah declares war on him and on this person also, who becomes an enemy of any of my friends. He troubles and disrespects any of my friends. So these are things that you and I have to be very, very mindful and careful about. Imam Ibn Asakir Rahmatullah, a very great scholar, very great, great muhaddith. He was a hafiz of hadith. And there he mentions that normally when we make ghibah, then the Quran says, it is, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدِكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوا. What? One of you likes to eat the dead flesh, the carrion of his brother? If a dead corpse is in front of you, a corpse, carrion is dead, decayed, rotten, will any one of us go and eat that? It's got a stenchy smell, we'll move away from it. So that in the Quran, Allah gives an example of making ghibat of your Muslim brother. What is ghiba? Rasulullah asked Sahaba, mal ghiba? So it's Allahu Rasulu Alam. Allah and Rasul says, know best. Nabi says, dhikruka akhaka bima yakrah. To mention something about your Muslim brother, that which he dislikes. To talk about your Muslim brother, things that he dislikes. You know, he doesn't like, you must talk about that, those things about him. So the Sahabi asks, what if he is guilty of that? The thing that we are discussing about him and talking about him, in kana fihi ma aqul, if it is there, he's found in him. Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that exactly is ghibah. We think that if the person is guilty of it, then we can talk about it. And then Rasulullah said, if you're mentioning something about him, which is not found in him, فَقَدْ بَهَدْتَهُ, then you have slandered him. You have falsely accused him. So that is even more serious. Nonetheless, eating a person's, or making ghiba, is like eating a person's flesh. Like Ibn Hafiz, Ibn Asakir, Ramadhu says, that eating the flesh of an alim, that is making ghibat of an alim, it's like eating not just dead meat, but poison meat. And the person eats poison, what's going to happen? He himself will die. And therefore he mentions that uska deen aur akhirat tabah ho jayegi. He'll lose his dunya and akhirat. Uska deen wa dunya tabah ho jayega. He'll lose his deen and dunya. Dunya also, you'll have difficulties. Akhirat also, you have difficulties. In fact, he has mentioned dil ki maut. You are actually killing your spiritual heart. But that means that then the person won't have any ihsas. He won't have any understanding and shu'ur and feeling that this is right and this is wrong. In other words, he'll see right to be wrong and wrong to be right. Exactly opposite. That is why the dua we always mention, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'ah wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Wallah, show me right to be right, so, and make me follow it. And show me wrong to be wrong, so I can abstain, and make me abstain from it. So here, when a person is denigrating or disrespecting an alim, it's not like just an ordinary ghibah that you're making of an ordinary person. In this case, you're eating his flesh, which is poison. In other words, you are going to be destroyed because of that. Not only will you lose your dunya, your akhirat also. So don't know. Deen aur dunya tabah ho jayega. And dil ki maut se murad ye hai, ki usme neki, badi, bhalai, burai ka ihsas, he won't have any more. He won't have any more understanding and feelings that what I'm doing is wrong. And then more than all these things, it is mentioned that that person who is always respecting ulama-i kiram and awliya Allah, then sakht ghazab-i ilahi ka maurid banta hai. When he'll become then the target of the anger and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will become angry with him. And then it is mentioned, ulama-i likha hai ki aise shakht ka khatama kharab hone ka andesha hai. This man, when he is leaving this world, his khatama, there is great worry and concern about He is Khatama, he is leaving this world with Iman. His andesha, his fear that he might lose or leave this world without Iman. All because he disrespected ulama-i kiram and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore he's mentioned that you find generally, many of us get embroiled in these type of things. There's so much of, he said, aam ghaflat be parwai hai, ki sari buraiya bila tahqeeq ke, ulama ki taraf mansoob ki jati hai. All of us, very common. Things are happening in this world, things are going wrong, there are sin, there's immorality, immodesty, and there's haram, and vice, and masiyat, and what do we say? Who we put the blame on? Ulama must come right. Indeed, I fully agree. There is great weakness. Allah forgive us. We are shirking in many of our duties. Allah protect me, protect all ulama-i kiram, and especially in this zamana, Allah forgive us. Allah don't make us talib of dunya. Allah don't make us such that we are seeking dunya. So especially for ulama-i kiram, one has to be very, very, very careful. Very careful. Allah protect all of us. Give us ikhlas, maqbooliyat, make our hifazat. So when you become talib of dunya, then you forget your akhirat, then you will do things, you will say things which are totally against haqq, and you will get embroiled in batil, you will get engrossed in batil, and instead of leading people to haqq, you will mislead people. Allah protect us. The hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, a time will come when the people under the ulama will be, not ulama-i haqq, ulama-i su. They'll be evil people, evil leaders. But however, for us, for you and I, we are normal, ordinary people, we don't have the right to point fingers at ulama-i kiram, awliya Allah. We have to overlook their weaknesses. And then he has mentioned that there is so much of bait parwai that we just put the blame on who? Ulama. Instead of seeing what effort the man has been made, what he is making, we do not know in the night how he is crying on the musalla, or what efforts he has made, everything the alim does, he can't show us. So we do not know. And we expect everything to happen in this world like one magic wand, and thus everything must come right. And we ourselves, we are content with our way of life and our evil habits. That doesn't change. But everybody else must change. So Allah forgive us. Allah conceal our weaknesses. Allah show us sirat al-mustaqim. Therefore in our surah Fatiha, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. And then he says, if we make mansoob to ulama-i kiram, that they are the problem. Kisi ki khata, kisi ka guna, taane maulvi par. Somebody else's sin, somebody else's weakness, and who do we find fault in? In the ulama. Then Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned a cheap thing. He said, phir is waqt, ummat par ek bhari azab, a very big azab on the ummat is what? Party bandi ka. We have groups. This sheikh's group, that sheikh's group, that alim's group, that madrasa, his students. Allah forgive us. Allah protect us. We have not taken any person's name. May Allah conceal our faults, our weaknesses. Again, all of us, Islah, not about somebody else. As we speak, myself first. I must not get involved in this. And this is Aam. I'm not saying this. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali is here in front of me in black and white. He is mentioning that time that this is a big azab on his ummat. Party bandi ka. Ye musallat ho gaya hai. Har party ke log ta'zim wa takrim ki sari ayate, hadithe, sirf apni party ke ulama ke liye khas samajhte hai. Dusri ulama par jitni chahe zuban darazi kare, koi parwa nahi hoti. We will praise our sheikh, our ustad. He's the best in the world, of course. You must have that. Your taqad is guiding you. But you have no right whatsoever to look down upon any other alim. And this is what's happening. We will talk about our groups. Mureedin also. But I've got nobody to fear. We will speak the haqq. If it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I'm saying something wrong, may Allah rectify me. So we have nobody in front of us as we think it's ourselves. Therefore we are very careful that you don't have groups. And then when you begin to have groups and then you think low of the next person, you don't know what his ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not numbers that count. It's not numbers. Sometimes we look at numbers. He got such a big crowd. He must be somebody very great. Allah does not look at numbers. Oh, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah on his very same kursi, what do you say? It's got nothing to do with talks. It's all to do with the heart.
So Allah give us ikhlas. Rasulullah saw in a dream, he saw Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. And some Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, he had one follower only. Imagine. All his efforts he made, only one follower. Some Nabi, just two followers. Some Nabi, no followers at all. When Nabi, لَيْسَ مَعَهُ أَحَدْ Hadith of Rasulullah. No follower. Imagine he tried, but not a single person followed him. In our terms, not one murid. Not one. But he's a Nabi of Allah. And yes, Nabi Akram saw a huge group. He thought that is his ummah. Allah Ta'ala said, no, this is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam nation. Then Allah Ta'ala said, look at the right of the horizon, left, even more, bigger group. He said, that is your ummah. So again, we should not look down at any person and find faults in any alim. Look at ourselves. We shouldn't canvass. Many people canvass for their sheikhs and their ustad. No, you must come here. But if a person has munasabat with some person, and if he is finding some benefit, then he will follow. If there's no munasabat, you can have the world's best doctor, but the person not feeling any benefit from that and cure from that doctor, he'll go to an ordinary doctor. As long as he gets cured, that's the main thing. So Aziz Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah is alluding to many of the things. In that time also, there were many parties. And now one camp campaigns against the other. And there is insults and abuse. Where are we heading towards? Our goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of being together and assisting one other, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ Believers are friends unto others. But not that we wait for that person and that person's murid to do something wrong or that sheikh slips and khalas. Now everything becomes against him. We don't have sidq in our lives. We don't have loyalty in our lives. We don't have truthfulness in our lives. We don't have sincerity in our lives. If we have sincerity, Allah is our goal. Then all things, these things won't come in our way. But we find today, one organization trying to run down the other organization, this person talking about that, if person is carrying on and carrying on, and who is laughing at us? This believer is laughing at us. Shaitan is so happy that he's causing such separation in Mubarak days also. So much of separation, so much of disunity. Khair, he goes into some detail, we're not going to go into the details. The khulasa of this is that we should not look down upon any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talk ill of any wali of Allah, of any alim. In the biography, autobiography of Mullah Musa Ahmad Madi rahmatullah alayh, there's an incident in which he mentioned actually about his tolerance, his patience, how Mullah Hussain Ahmad Madi rahmatullah alayh, people harmed him in such ways. People denigrated him. Physically they abused him. And they even, you know, in one place it is mentioned, Mufti Mahmud Hassan Gangohi rahmatullahi writes, he says, Hazrat Madi rahmatullahi was once on a journey in the train when some members of the League Party were rude to Hazrat rahmatullahi. And they poured liquor over his beard. Mullah Hussain Ahmad Madi rahmatullahi, if you only know who he was. Of such a caliber, such a giant. In one part of his life, he resided in Medina Munawwara. And he should teach right there by Rauza Mubarak. And when he was explaining the hadith that Rasulullah is alive, Anbiya are alive in the qabrs, the pupils couldn't understand. So one person kept on asking Maulana questions, and he gave him all the answers, until finally Maulana said, look! Shuf! Look there! And for that moment, they saw Rasulullah. Just for a second, and finish. Now this is the caliber, this is the taluk. Mullah Hussain Ahmad Madi Ramadullah, such a great person. So they even poured liquor over his beard. Hazrat Rahman said, did not say a word to them. Sure. That's the tahammul he had. He also asked his companions not to retaliate, saying, beware, no one should utter anything. Let them do as they wish. Because he knew that Allah Ta'ala will sort it out. Oh, he had the heart, which was so large, that he was prepared to forgive. Once someone removed Hazrat Topi, imagine he's walking, he took his topi and trampled it. Then this person undressed and danced naked in front of Hazrat Madni Rahmatullahi. Hazrat did not retaliate in the least. After some time, the same person's house was raided by his enemies. This man who did this to Hazrat Madni Ramatullahi, his enemies came and raided his house. They forced the woman of the house to dance naked in front of him. He then realized and said, I understand this to be the punishment for that. In other words, the incident of being rude on the train. May Allah protect us. A woman in Saharanpur used to speak ill of Hazrat Madni Ramatullahi and of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Ramatullahi. At the time of her death, she was in misery, discomfort. Her ruh could not leave the body easily. Someone who was there realized the predicament. They come running to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Ramatullahi, relates the incident and sought his forgiveness. Hazrat, please forgive her. Hazrat Shaykh Ramah replied, on my side, I have forgiven her. And also on behalf of Hazrat Madni Ramatullahi, I have forgiven her. This person had not yet returned to the woman, and then her difficulty was removed. Her ruh came out easily. There's so many. In Riyadus Salihin, there's a chapter towards the end, Babu Karamatil Awliya, in which the Karamat, the miracles of Awliya are mentioned. But in there they mention an incident of Hazrat Sa'ab bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala, Ashara Mubashara, great Sahabi. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only told for two Sahaba. Nabiya Kareem some told just for two of his Sahaba that may my parents be sacrificed for you. The Nabi of Allah is saying, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Sa'ab bin Abi Waqas and Talha radiallahu anhu, these two. Talha radiallahu ta'ala and Sa'ab bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala. Sa'ab bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala was mustajabu da'wat. Whatever dua he made, his dua was answered. The first arrow that is shot in Islam was shot by Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas. Nabi said, Irmi fidaka abi wa ummi. Allahumma ajib da'watahu. Wasaddid ramyatahu. Allah make his arrow get its target. And Allah accept his duas. So Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas wrote in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he was in Kufa and the people of Kufa were making unnecessary allegations about him. So, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala summons Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala for an interim period, he put Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu in his position. He asked him, Sa'ad, what's the matter? What's happening? They say, you're not doing namaz properly. Innahu kana la yuhsinu salat. He said, one of the complainers, he's not reading namaz. He said, the namaz I'm reading is exactly what Rasulullah taught me. That in Isha salat, this is how I read. Two rakats, first two rakats, longer, then the second two rakats, like this. Exactly how we're supposed to be doing it. Umar ibn Khattab said, this is exactly what I thought about you. You must be doing it right. Nonetheless, he sent some people. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, not just take his word on face value because he's such a great sahabi. Justice. So he sent some people, go and check. So they went to each masjid. They never leave any masjid and they found people then started speaking good about him. Until they came to one big masjid, and one person stands up there. He said, okay, if you really want the truth and you're asking and you're insisting, well, this man never distributes the spoils of war with justice. And he spoke ill of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala. Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala raises his hand and he makes dua against this person. Allah, if he's speaking a lie, فَأَعْمِ بَصَرَ, make him blind. And Allah give him a very long life in this world, such a long life that he is just faced with different types of fitna and trials and tribulations. Remember on Thursday I said, that person who's got a long life but does good action, he's the best of people. And that person got a long life and he does evil actions, he's the worst of people. The same person in his life, Allah had made it such that he has such a long lifespan that his eyebrows, because of such an old age, used to come over his eyes. And then he became blind. And he used to walk, holding the wall. And even in this condition also, he would interfere with young girls. And then he would say, Asabatni da'watu Sa'ad. Sa'ad's dua got me. Sa'ad's dua got me. Therefore, what is our way? We should not look down upon any person. Yes, if somebody is an open fasiq, whether he's learned or whatever it is, that's a different matter. That openly he's doing something haram. That we should not condone the wrongs of an alim. But what we should be doing is making hifazat of our zuban. That's what we should be doing. If we don't follow the person, no problem. But control our tongue and not find faults and keep on mentioning this, that, that. End of the day, when this person leaves this world, if he had made tawbah, istighfar, he made his mamla saf and Allah forgive him and he's gone, what have we done? We have damaged our spiritual heart. We made ghibat, we made buhtan, we mocked, and we made so many others go away from deen because of these things. So may Allah Ta'ala make my hifazat, make all our hifazat, Allah protect us. And then he mentions about ayat of Quran and ahadith of Rasulullah SAW, or Allah ki naam ki be'adbi. We should not disrespect the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, aaj kal kitabat, tabaat ki kathrat, aur bil khusus akhbarat, rasail ki bharmar ke sabab ye guna aisa aam ho gaya hai ki koi ghar, koi gali, kuche, koi musalman usse khali na raha. We have kitabs printed, we have literature, pamphlets, we have magazines, Allah Ta'ala's name, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What happens? We take it, it's thrown on the floor. So many times put on the windscreen. So many times I've seen magazine, Islamic magazine, put inside the shoe because the person is reserving his copy. Nobody else must take it, so put inside his shoe. But in the magazine, Allah's name is there. Ahadith of Quran ayats. Or we just keep it anywhere. So many times it's flying around. You see in the time of Qurbani. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Everybody wants to sell his animals. MashaAllah, Mubarak, Allah give them barakat. But we don't even care. Agents are advertising Hajj and Umrah, picture of Kaaba, Medina, Green Dome, Ya Allah. And so much of bi'adbi. See, everybody wants dunya, talib of dunya we have become. Ramadan, every person printing his timetable. Why? He wants either some donation or whatever, or advertising his business. Now, how many timetables you going to have in your house? 4 or 5 timetables we have. Alhamdulillah, in this masjid we stopped all this. Yet somebody will still come quietly and put it. So at least there's no bay hurumati. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, we are answerable. Alhamdulillah, we have that box, Darul Ihsan, may Allah give them jazai khair, in every masjid. So we have old Quran copies which are now not, you can't read from there. Therefore, we put it there and they dispose of it in the right way. Then there are so many pamphlets. In fact, once we found our Hazrat Rahmatullah's publication that we takes us so much of effort, Allah give them jazai khair, all those involved in the publications. It costs money. Hardly a couple of weeks, and the same kitab that were given, we found it in that box. Person just dispose of it. You finish, read it, mashallah, you made amal, you became buzruk. Give somebody else, let him also read. Pass it on to others. But don't just throw things away. Any case, shukar, he didn't throw it in the dustbin, left it there, and we took it and we made good use of it. Hazrat Ma Abrar al Haqsa, rahmatullah, from Hardoi. In one place he came, in one madrasa, he visited. So, he was known as Muhyi Sunnah, following the Sunnah, and very, very strict, and pabad on Sunnah. So he went outside, there was a dustbin. So he asked, kya hai? Somebody said, kachra hai. See, main janta hu kachra hai. Like, andar kya hai? So he said, kaghazat hai. Paper. He said, kaghazat? Paper is actually a means of you acquiring knowledge and writing deen, Quran, hadith. For that, you shouldn't throw it in the normal dustbin where you're throwing your other garbage. Now imagine at home, we have the children's nappies you're throwing and so much of other dirt. And now you're throwing all those things. Sometime you finish read some Islamic paper and you throw it inside. Have a separate dustbin for it. Have a separate waste paper basket for it. And then dispose of it separately. Bishar Hafi Rahmatullahi was a drunkard. And we all know the story. He picked up one piece of paper on the road. What was it? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He washed it, he cleansed it, he put itar on it. On that action of his, Allah made him in a wali. Overnight he became wali of Allah. Overnight. An elderly couple didn't know how to read Quran themselves. And somebody gave them a gift of Quran. First time they got Quran, they didn't know what to do with it. So they decided we have to to respect this Quran, where are we going to keep it? So half the night the husband kept it on his head, half the night. Then the remaining half, the wife kept it on her head. This is the husband they had. In the morning Allah made both of them hafiz of Quran. So this is what Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah see. Exactly. Things that we all take as mundane, not so important, insignificant. Yet it's a very serious thing. As Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah says, that kaghazat, whatever it is, khususan Quran Majid, or siparo ke bosida, awraq, umuman log masjid ke taqo waghairah mein rak dete hai. MashaAllah, I think one of two of our brothers in this masjid repaired, or they repair and mend. So many times you find one page torn or it's not written. So alhamdulillah, they go back and they mend it and place it. So at least this much azmat you got of Quran Majid. Allah Ta'ala will definitely help you in your life. We still have some time, we must check. Maybe some page is torn or is not something not right. Go home, you'll lose nothing by just fixing it up. Otherwise, believe me, these are such things that 1,000 people, even myself, will see it, will know it's torn, but we'll leave it like. Why? For who must do it? The next person. Same one, Abraham Haqsa Abraham Mutulari. I told you, it was very jalali tabiat. Muttabi' sunnat. So he was giving on bayan once, and all the murideen, khulafa, all were happy. Hazrat was very happy, the sheikh is happy, everything going well, nobody got any dant, nobody got any scolding, everything moving so well. And as he's giving the bayan, his eyes just went on the corner, with those days, now we have this type of desk for Quran, but they had the rihal, with two legs, and she placed the Quran, some pictures you still have, the elderly people know. The one leg was broken, that's all, and left in one corner. Khalas, his whole bayan went the other way around. He said, Quran Sharif, azmat you have like this? If your leg break, what do you do? Immediately run to the doctor. You'll bandage and you'll see to it. But where you placing Allah's kalam, you got no respect whatsoever. And that is why I find, alhamdulillah, all the time when we, this mimbar, we always place a stool and then we place the kitab or Quran especially. We don't just leave it on the mimbar. Many masajid, maybe they overlook it, they forget. What we should do, nicely, keep it on some desk, because this is Azmat of Quran. See, remember we are sitting. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq nidai in Haram Sharif, you see. Now don't look down upon whoever is doing it. Generally, that's why I said, adab, you know, adab and etiquette we mentioned previously, and in there I mentioned the same example. This we learn from our elders, our akabir, from the same Indo-Pak who people look down upon, India, Pakistan, those same Buzughanideen taught us Azmat for all this thing, adab. Unlike in many places in the world, even Quran Sharif, they place it on the floor. How many times you are, boy, you don't know what to do because he's got his shoes there. Shoes next to the Quran. Sometimes Quran top of the shoes. Maulana Saifur Rahman, I mentioned this year, Damat Barakatuh, very close friend of ours, Ali, very great person, he's been here. I was very close to Hazrat Maulana Rahmatul Ali, and alhamdulillah, he's got a lot of shafqat, muhabbat for us. So he mentioned that once he came out of the Haram Sharif, he said, a big group there, people, something happening. When they, what happened? One person was insisting that he had the Quran on the floor and on top of his shoes. People tell him, you're disrespecting the Quran. So he's saying, bring one hadith from Bukhari to show me I can't do this. See? So Maulana, when he took the shoes and put it in his head, the man got very angry. He said, what are you doing? So Maulana said, bring me one hadith of Bukhari that I can't do this. Any case, respect the Quran Sharif. And we must, inshallah, we will see we do this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us tawfiq and hidayat. So any kaghazat, they say, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahman, we finish off, he says, jis kaghaz par Quran ki koi ayat ya hadith ya masail shariya likhe hue ho, usme kisi cheez ko lapetna, packing karna bhi bura hai. So any paper in which there's Quran, or hadith, or some Islamic, whatever, something, we shouldn't use that as a wrapping paper. Maybe in our case, we don't do it, maybe in those, because they may be poverty, so they may be using the same thing. Or even sometimes we have some packets, especially from Saudi. Sometimes there's some Islamic word written there. So just cut that part off. Even the newspaper you'll find, especially in Islamic countries, you'll find, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Now we take it and we throw it in dustbin. But you cut that part out, and keep it. Keep it in your Quran, and then if you want, you bury it. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will be so happy with us, inshallah. The small thing like this, can be means of our najat in the akhirat. اس اس ایسے کاغذات کی طرف پاؤ پھیلانا بھی گناہ ہے. عالمگیری, فتوا عالمگیری, فتوا مفتی شفیع صاحب is telling you, even you shouldn't place your feet towards just papers where they got like pamphlets where Allah Ta'ala's name is there. Then he's saying, سادہ کاغذ بھی قابل ادب ہے. A plain paper, that also you should show respect. اس کو استنجا وغیرہ میں استعمال کرنا جیسے انگریزی رواج ہے, یہ بھی جائز نہیں ہے. Okay, tissue paper, toilet paper is mustasna, they're different, but generally you shouldn't use a normal paper that what you write something on for istinja or anything. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq to make amal. Allah protect us, and Allah give us shu'ur of understanding these things are very, very significant in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we do anything wrong, then there is pakar for it, mu'akhada for it. Allah give us hidayat wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.